The annual opinion poll conducted during July by the University of Maryland and Zogby International found that 63% of respondents hold unfavorable views of the United States. University of Maryland Professor Shibley Tillamy, the principal investigator for the survey, notes that just 1 year ago, more than half of the respondents in a similar Zogby poll were hopeful about American policy in the Middle East. This year's survey indicates that only 15% of Arab citizens are hopeful. Professor Tillamy says the survey also reveals that President Obama's disapproval rating among Arabs shot up from a low 23% in 2009 to 62% last month.
They're frustrated because the settlement issue, which the president raised early, resulted only in a partial settlement freeze, not a full settlement freeze. They're frustrated because so far the negotiators have been not really tackling the core final status issues in a way that the public expected. And I think that if an agreement is reached, I think public opinion will completely be transformed.
The Zogby International poll found 61% of the Arab public consider the Israeli-Palestinian conflict their greatest disappointment, with 27% citing Iraq. Despite Arab pessimism about an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement, 86% of those surveyed said they are prepared to accept a two-state solution based on 1967 borders. But the number of Arabs who believe that Israel will never accept such a solution has increased from 45% in 2009 to 56% this year. Kenneth Pollack, director of the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution, believes growing Arab mistrust of President Obama is basically due to the gap between his promises and his actual handling of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
One of the obvious things that the president could do is to make a much bigger effort to try to mediate between Israelis and Palestinians, to try to bring them together, to try to push on both sides, to try to find ways to bridge differences and to get a real peace process moving.
Pollack says the incremental approach President Obama has pursued over the past year is not moving the peace process forward as quickly as Arabs in the region would like. Another significant change in this year's Mideast survey is that 77% of Arabs now believe Iran should have the right to develop its nuclear capabilities and should not be pressured to stop its program. Professor Shibley Tillamy explains.
They don't see Iran as the biggest threat, and they are more worried about Israel and about American foreign policy when you ask them name the two countries that are most threatening to you than Iran. So Iran is evaluated in the context of the two bigger threats. When they're optimistic about our American foreign policy, they're much tougher on Iran. So a year ago in 2009, when you had a majority being optimistic about American policy in the Middle East, only 29% said Iran having nuclear weapons would be positive for the Middle East.
Tillamy says 20% of the Arabs surveyed identify U.S. attitudes toward Islam as the issue about which they're most pleased. Asked to name which world leader they admire most, respondents for the first time favored Turkish Prime Minister Recep Erdogan.
And because of his position supporting the Palestinians in Gaza, in the Gaza war, and after the incident of the Gaza flotilla. For that reason, he rises to the top. And so all these choices are really a function of who's playing the biggest role on the issues they care most about.
President Obama's name didn't even show up on this year's Most Admired Leaders list. The University of Maryland Zogby International poll also looked at media consumption trends among Arabs. The survey found the use of the Internet continues to rise across the region. 40% of respondents say they use the web several times a week, but the vast majority, 73%, visit mainly Arab websites. The Qatar-based Al Jazeera TV channel continues to lead viewers' preferences in the Arab world as the main source for reliable news. Kenneth Pollack of the Brookings Institution notes that ever since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001, American policymakers have paid much closer attention to the undercurrents in the Arab world, and he believes they understand that the anger and frustration captured in this new poll can have a very real and significant impact on American national security. But Pollack believes Arab public opinion is just one piece of a complex mix of factors U.S. officials must weigh in formulating America's policy in the region. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.